Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek in studio with Sarah Peterson. And Sarah is the executive director of Support Siouxland Soldiers. Hi there, and welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me, Gretchen.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we have so many things to talk about, but for those of our listeners who are maybe not familiar with your organization, you've been the catalyst for Support Siouxland Soldiers. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about how that all got started.
Yeah, Support Siouxland Soldiers is really a collaboration of Siouxland people who want to, you know, give back and serve our veterans and our military families. It all got started about 7 years ago when Siouxland had a huge deployment to Iraq. There were several hundred troops that went overseas, and we wanted to send care packages. As a military wife, I wanted to send care packages, and so did the community. So we put together a care package program where we were sending care packages, and it just kind of went on from there. We had several deployments over the years. And then as the troops started to come home, we thought, what can we do here on the home front that would really thank not only the veterans, but their family members for their service and sacrifices. And so we started what's now called a Food for Veterans, where we distribute groceries and we provide a meal. And really, it all comes down to just appreciating their service and thanking them for all that they have done. And then if there's other needs, then we can work with them. And there's a lot of agencies here in town that provide services to veterans, but yet they might not know about those services. And so getting them in touch with the right people. It's been a lot of fun.
You have mentioned a word, sacrifice, and I want to talk about that because I think people who, myself included, don't have any real experience or contact with our military veterans or those serving now, there are kind of some special things to consider. There's absence. You have a husband or a wife away from family and the normal flow of life, and that presents some certain stresses on relationships and economically speaking.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. Anytime you go to war, you don't come back the same person, and your family's not the same either. You know, there's challenges with just having your spouse gone for, extensive period of time, 3 months up to, 15 months, and having to be the sole provider, in your family, and right down to, reading the books to the kids at nighttime, making dinner, doing the dishes. Like, I have experience with all of those things, and it's definitely not easy. And the children, they are sacrificing as well, because, we're coming up on Christmas time, and I think about the two Christmases that our family, the last deployment, we were able to Skype with my husband, but the deployment before that, there was no Skype. So, just talking on the phone was the only way. But just the absence of the soldier being gone over the holidays, it almost turns a holiday into a sad time. And so, coming up on these holidays, thinking about, that the issue of, the holidays might not be a happy time. There's a lot of challenges that go along with deployment, and the whole family and really the whole community, even though we might not see it, we are impacted by the deployments.
And also young families with a stay-at-home mom trying to stretch that paycheck. It doesn't really go very far, and you talk about Christmas presents and even, everyday kinds of things like groceries.
Yeah. Yeah, we see over the years, more and more people are coming to our events. Every other month, we have an event. It's alternates between during the day and in the evening, where we provide a meal, groceries. A lot of times, maybe another organization will come in and provide, you know, free hats, coats, gloves, socks, to just, you know, help the military families out a little bit more. And, you know, the good majority of those people that come to our events really are the ones that need us the most. And we see, you know, around 300 people at each event. We have an event coming up here next week where we'll probably see about 500 people. So
let's talk about what's happening on Tuesday, December 15th, this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, we are very excited. It is our largest event of the year. This will be our 8th annual Holidays for Our Heroes event. It is from 5:30 to 7:30 next Tuesday, and it is held at the Red Cross. And at the event, any veteran or military family member can come. We will have a dinner. We will have a box of groceries for each family member. There will be free coats, hats, mittens, socks. And we even got a message from the North Pole that Santa and his elves will be there handing out gifts to the military kids. So we're very excited. It should be a great event, and we're really looking forward to it.
I was thinking, it's so green out today. Maybe we should be singing, instead of that wonderful Irving Berlin White Christmas, maybe a Green Christmas.
Yeah.
But Santa will, you know, he has ways of getting around these things, even if there isn't any snow. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Lots of magic involved.
What else do we need to know about the event?
We still have some needs for the event. We're looking for some volunteers who could help, maybe help prepare the meal. We're looking for maybe some side dishes, you know, scalloped potatoes or buns, or we're looking for people to help hand out groceries during the event, take the food out to vehicles. So we're still in need of a lot of things. You know, we're anticipating about 500 people will be in attendance. So, you know, if anybody out there is interested in giving back and serving those who have served this holiday season, please contact us. You know, my email address is SiouxLandTroops@gmail.com. Give me a call. I'm on the phone, 712-541-8020. Or you can go to our website to learn more about what we do and other events that we have planned. We're at SupportSiouxLandSoldiers.com. The Red Cross is also very involved in our events, so you can also give them a call as well.
You mentioned hot dishes. People could bring a couple of pies, a cake, or some hot dishes. And this will be like a big buffet.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yeah, we're partnering with the food bank. So we'll have about 250 pounds of ham.
Mm.
And we've received some donations of other side dishes. But yeah, scalloped potatoes, buns, pies. It'll all go to a great place and very worthy cause.
Well, thank you, Sarah, for creating such a marvelous organization that does give back to our soldiers right here in Siouxland. So thank you for your good work on that.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
We've been speaking today with Sarah Peterson, who is Executive Director of Support Siouxland Soldiers, about the event on Tuesday, December 15th. And I'm Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a